Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast, your favorite and best non-professional advice podcast. My name is Sasha.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And every few days we get together and we throw your questions around and we ask, can we help you with that? You being our listeners, who we call Ronnie. We want you to be anonymous. We don't want you to feel like you have to give up your identity when you send a question in, which you are required to do as a listener of this podcast. We don't ask you for anything. We don't ask you to subscribe to a Patreon. We don't hit you
not
up
yet.
For follows hey, hey. Or subscribes. Hello,
don't make
fuck
any
off.
Promises.
We've been talking about Patreon for two,
could you
three
imagine
years?
Us trying to pull together the amount of time required to run a Patreon?
Hey, you don't know. Don't make
don't
any
know.
Promises we can't take back.
I subscribed to my first Patreon recently. Wait, quickly. Canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Send your questions. It is a requirement as a listener of this podcast. Thank you.
Great housekeeping.
I subscribed to my first Patreon recently, and it's not
oh, my God. What was it?
It was Rosie Waterlands because—
Who is that?
What?
Wait, don't promote anyone that's not us.
No, it's actually—
We're not on there.
What? What do you mean?
We're not competing with Rosie Waterlands.
Well, you don't know. We don't know who she is. We might
She had a very successful podcast.
Well, there you go.
Had. Then there was a whole
and
hoo-ha.
And now she does Patreon.
Anyway, I've liked her stuff for a while. She's like a writer and she used to do— Do you remember the Bachelorette and Bachelor recaps? Someone used to write them up for Mamma Mia.
Oh, they were on like Pedestrian
yeah,
or something. Pedestrian TV.
I remember them.
She wrote those. And so I've kind of like loosely just kind of followed
you must
her
be into
for a while.
Reality TV a lot.
Anyway, yeah, of course, I'm basic. she launched a Patreon, and the reason I subscribed was because her podcast got shut down in salacious circumstances.
No.
And she said an update, and I was like, oh, I want to read this. So I subscribed to her Patreon. It's not that bad. Like, it's like I pay $4 a month, and I am going to probably unsubscribe from it because I don't care that much. I just wanted to read that particular post. But I mean, surely we could just do a bonus ep every week. I mean, would people pay for that? I don't know.
Maybe. I subscribe to a few Patreons. I never log into Patreon. I subscribe to a Patreon where I really like someone's content and I just want to support them. And that's the
oh
only
my God,
reason I
you're
do it.
Such a good person. I know, that sounded sarcastic, but that's not what I meant. Like, I would never
and
do that.
There's literally like two or three people that I support because like I just really like their stuff. So,
how
hey, if you really like
you
our stuff.
Maybe we should just do it.
I'm thinking maybe we should do it. You could, and we can have tiers. So, you know, maybe people who just want us to, or I mean, maybe we can shut our podcast down in a salacious manner and then it will force people to subscribe to our Patreon. But no, maybe we can have like lower tiers where people can pay a couple of dollars or something just to be like, hey, we like you.
Oh, and we would only have lower tiers to start with.
Because yeah, but then eventually we can have,
you know,
we can
what
build
I see
up
a lot
higher
of
tiers.
a lot of podcasts do is they do like a monthly Zoom call with all of their top tier people, and we all just get on a Zoom call and we answer questions live.
Great idea. I like that, Franco. Nice one from you.
I don't know. I remember doing that on Jason PJ when during lockdown. I don't know if you guys remember, but we did a couple of like listener Zooms with like hundreds of people on it. And it was hard.
Oh, it was chaos.
And
it
we wouldn't have hundreds. Okay. We would not have
exactly.
hundreds.
Exactly. We're not going to have hundreds. We want just our top tier subscribers.
Okay, well, maybe one day we'll do it. We've talked about it before. But anyway, my point is we don't ask you to pay for anything, Ronnie. All we ask is for you to send us your questions.
Not yet, apparently.
And I've told you how you can do it. You know how to do it. Don't act like you don't.
One day we're going to be so successful and we're going to have so many questions and you're going to wish that you could pay to have your question answered. Just putting that out there.
Okay, sure. Jax has these grandiose visions of us, but the fact is we've been doing the same thing for four seasons.
Yeah,
and we used to be full of promises and we used to try and deliver on those. And then I think it just got exhausting because we all work full-time jobs and it's not due to a lack of interest or love for our podcast and our listeners. It's simply the time factor and the exhaustion factor of trying to, there are people I've known who have started very successful podcasts. They worked really hard to get to that point. And I'm like, I just don't know if I have it in me to do that. But maybe I should because then maybe I'd be rich. I don't know.
You don't know. Anyway, stay tuned. Hey, I'm thinking about YouTube. I'm thinking about all sorts of things. So, there's ideas in the bank.
Thinking about it is, I guess, most of the effort required, right?
Exactly.
Guys, I'm currently surrounded by boxes because I'm moving.
That's right. You bought a house, you homeowner.
Oh, I'm so rich. The funny thing is you buy a house and then you end up so poor.
That is what happens.
I feel very, very lucky.
It tends to be what happens.
Very lucky to be in this position. So I'm definitely not complaining. But yeah, it's that stage of the move where we're about to put all of the things away, where you're in that zone where you're like, will I need this for the next week or can I pack it? Like, do I need this jacket? Oh, my God. I cannot wait to not have to do it again. I've given us 10 years. I'm hoping we will be able to last 10 years in this property that we're buying.
The worst part about moving is that you, like the first time you move, you got like your family around, you got friends around, you might like get some guy off Airtasker or something and you're like, cool, I'll pay the guy off Airtasker, a couple $100 with his van. Your friends come around, they're helping you move.
Yeah,
and
you buy everyone pizza. It's just a nice, fun time.
And it's the easiest thing because you're moving from home, so you don't have heaps of stuff, right? Yeah. So you're just moving bits and pieces,
right? And
also
people give you stuff so you don't have to buy it.
But then each subsequent move, you deplete your, like, friendship willingness to help you move because it's, like, really, really annoying to help. It's annoying to move yourself, let alone help someone else move.
Especially the first few times you move is usually, like, a couple of years apart. Like, you're doing it pretty often to the point where, your friends don't want to help out anymore.
And so by the time you get, like, into, like, maybe you're buying a house kind of move and you've got, like, couches and things like that that need to be moved, you're, like, out. You're out of friends who want to help and that's it. You're on your own. And
this is our first move where we are not asking anyone to help. We've purely got removalist because I think the friendship has stretched that far.
The worst part about removalist is, yes, you get to pay them and they just haul things in and out, but they don't, that's all they do. They'll grab a thing, put it in a van, drive the van, grab the thing, take it out of the van, and that's it. You're on your own. Wherever you want to put it, unless you're like, I specifically want this there with everything, and you're conducting everything, then it's just a pile of shit in your house and you're like, now I have to move this around my house.
The worst thing about moving, it's not the moving, it's figuring out where everything goes. Yep. This took me like 6 months the last time I moved. It's just, where does that go?
Exactly.
And it just stays in the middle of the room until you decide.
And we've talked about this before, is that the houses that the three of us have all rented rarely have good storage. And so you're also left going, need a storage solution. You might move from one place where you had room for everything and then all of a sudden you're in a place with no storage. You're like, what the fuck do we do?
And not only no storage, but most places, like if you're generally moving to an apartment, if you're under the age of like 40 these days. And so it's not just no storage. It's also really hard to move things in and out of, and you have to like, oh, I've got to book the elevator for a certain amount of time, and I've got to put the carpet up on the elevator so that it doesn't knock the wood or the metal, and you know, you're like trying to squeeze things into an elevator, and you got a fridge that's got to go up the elevator, and you can't just like, you've got two guys maybe in a van, so it's not like you can, it's not like when all your friends are there and you can just like everyone grab something and walk up the stairs or go on the elevator, and then you got to wait for the elevator, and then someone else is coming down the elevator. It's not like, you know when you're in school and it's like you form like one giant line of people and you just like pass it one to the next person? You can't do that when you move.
No, so and apartments the are so annoying. Don't even start me. I am dreading. And the thing is as well, we have, we're having a removalist. So we had removalists when we moved in, but it was like two guys off Airtasker. Like it wasn't a professional thing.
Yeah.
We broke the disabled lift because we have, when you come in our front doors, you have like a small flight of stairs up to the elevator foyer.
Oh,
and then you have to go up the elevator.
Yeah.
And I was like, they were like, oh, is there a lift up these stairs? I think it was with the fridge or something like heavy and a little bit more fragile. I was like, oh, there's the disabled lift. Like we, cause you know, those little ones that just take you up the flight of stairs.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And we broke it and they got stuck. They got stuck in there because you know how the gates lock on those and then you can't get back out.
To me.
Oh, God. And last time, I'm waiting. So we have a building manager who is, how can I
describe? Why are building managers always like that?
Oh, my God. He's
I know
like,
exactly what you mean. And you don't have to say anything.
Oh, my God. And he's like, last time they wanted a $500 bond.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, just slide it under the office door. Yeah, they were like, oh, in case you damage the walls, we've had problems in the past. When you walk into our place, you can see the roof where people have like my point is that, yes, people like might accidentally scrape a wall or something, but they don't fix it. Like nothing's fixed. So don't tell me that my little move of my two-bedroom apartment is going to ruin the fucking carpet or whatever. The carpet outside our door has been fucked since we moved in. Like, fuck off. I'm not giving you $500. I ended up getting around. And also last time we had no money. We had come from a situation when we were in Melbourne where Shane had lost his job. We didn't have any savings. We'd gotten married. We'd bought a dog. Shane lost his job. So we'd like completely depleted our savings. We were borrowing money off our parents to move. And then I had this guy hitting me up for $500. I'm like, the last thing I want to do, and I know it was a bond, but there was, you know, when you've been self-sufficient for so long and then you're in a position where you're like, fuck, I need to ask for money and it feels really shit and you just don't want to do it. Oh, I hated it. So I was like, I'm just going to get around this. I was like, yeah. And I never did. And he's like, did you ever like put that bond money like under my door? I'm like, no. I was like, oh no, sorry. Like, oh, I was just so busy and then I ran out of time and sorry. And
I would have just put in like a fake check or like some Monopoly money of $500. Be like, oh yeah, it's there. Don't worry about it. Or you know what? Just pull the school, you know, I don't know if you ever did this at school, but you pull the school thing where you're like, what do you mean? Yeah, I put that under. What? You didn't get it.
I did think about that. I did think about that, but they have
cameras. What was my $500?
Or you could say, hey, I don't want to pay the $500 and I am so disgruntled by your attitude that I'm going to move out.
That's what they want. They want you to move out. They don't want you to stay there. I think building managers don't want anybody actually living in the apartment.
Oh, no, they don't want to have to deal with anything. Do you know what he did to me the other week? So we have an underground car park, right? And I had just taken Crumpet to get groomed. And I'm coming back and I'm like walking through the car park and there's this pole that Crumpet like lifted his leg to pee on. And he probably peed like a tiny bit because I'd already taken him for a quick little walk after his groom. So it was more like a dog scenting pee. It wasn't like a full like stream of piss. This guy sends me CCTV images of me standing there with Crumpet as Crumpet's doing a little tiny pee.
Wow.
We got complaints that you let your dog urinate in the car park and da-da. Let me tell you, this car park, again, one of those things where it's like it's never been cleaned. It's fucking filthy. Like they don't look after it. There's shit everywhere. And you're coming at me for the tiniest spray of pee and you're sending me – it felt really weird because I was like never seen myself on CCTV before. I felt like a criminal or I was just like, oh, my God, they're searching for me because my dog peed on a pole underground in a car park. Fuck me.
I feel like I would be so petty if that happened to me and I would try absolutely every way to abide by the rules but just annoy them with it. Like, for example – Yeah, obviously you could ignore it, or you could say, I'm so sorry, I'll clean it up, and you get like professional cleaners in, No, this is what I would do, right? If you get to, what's it called? Those jets,
Harcher.
Kind of water jet things.
Like a sorry? Pressure washer?
What the hell?
A pressure washer.
A Karcher.
Yeah,
called
you
a
get
Karcher.
A pressure washer. You clean the hell out of that one spot, and then where the dog's peed is actually the cleanest part of the garage, and everyone's annoyed that it doesn't.
No, that's too much effort. I think you got to go non-compliant.
I just when people do that, I want to be.
But see, the thing is, it doesn't matter because they don't. And like I don't know if it's a Sydney thing or what, but like we had when we were living on the Central Coast of New South Wales, and we had a building manager. And this is the thing: like, firstly, there was the visitor car park that no one ever parked in. Not one person ever parked in the visitor car park. But if you spent more than 5 minutes in that visitor car park, you got a letter under your door saying,
oh my God,
don't park in the visitor car park. It's for visitors. It's like, what? I mean, there's no one parking there. And also, it's for my visitors. So how come I can't park in my own visitor's car parking? Number one, ridiculous.
I had my wheels clamped at an apartment.
Oh, my God.
Because I parked in the visitor's spot.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
no one else is parking.
No joke, there were like 7 visitor spots and they were half empty. And it was like the middle of the day. And I parked there and they clamped my wheel.
Oh, my God.
There is, actually it just shut down, but there was a chicken shop in Wollongong that was known for this because the manager was just so pedantic about it that if you parked there and you weren't going to the chicken shop, the manager would come out, they had a forklift. and a massive concrete block, and he would put the concrete block in front of your car and box you in.
Oh, my God.
And this guy was, like, known for doing
this. I had my number plate stolen once, actually, because I'd parked somewhere I wasn't supposed to. Again, it was, like, an industrial lot, and I'd parked right around the back. They took my license plates. I had to call the police helpline and go, someone's stolen my number plates, like, can I drive? Like, what do I do? It was just so bizarre. Building owners.
They're the worst.
Oh, my God.
You know what was worse than the visitor car park bullshit, which that's bad enough. But, okay, so I was living in this apartment building on the Central Coast, and there's nowhere to, like, I mean, firstly, our dryer didn't work because the venting fans don't work, right? So you can't turn the dryer on because it's just going to fill up the house with steam and shit and probably burn something down. So you hang your clothes on a washing line, right? Outside where they're going to get dry. And we were on like the third floor balcony, right? And we were facing into like bushland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we put our clothes on the balcony. 2 days later, we get a letter from the building manager. Slid under the door, of course. Under the door. Open it up.
That's so passive aggressive when they put it under the door.
Under the door.
And then you open the door and they're gone.
They're gone. And you're like, where the fuck did you go? The letter says, you're not allowed to put your washing on the balcony because it ruins the look of the apartments. And I was like, A, who's looking? B, we're on like the third floor balcony, so only people, like maybe one person in one apartment can see it. 3, where the fuck else are we supposed to hang our washing?
You cannot tell me that that's not an infringement on people's like just general rights as living in a home.
Right.
You cannot tell me that that can be a bylaw because it's the same here. Like, and also the idea that it's like, because as well, they talk about how your clothes actually don't dry. Like you need fresh air. Fresh air dries clothes. Why do you think we've had fucking clotheslines since the beginning of clothes?
Of time.
That's why, because you need fucking fresh air.
And they had like clotheslines before clothes were invented.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah. It's just
things had to be dried.
Yeah.
You had to dry your cloths that
exactly.
you would wear in ancient Greece.
That pisses me off to no end when they have that rule.
Oh.
I understand the no smoking rule because it does, you know, you can, although then I'm like, well, why not ban barbecues, but whatever. I can
barbecues smell good. They're just as carcinogenic, but they smell good.
I did chicken wings on our barbecue once and they were sriracha chicken wings. So they were spicy and they were throwing off this really spicy smoke. And because they were chicken, so I was making sure they were cooked. I reckon I was out there with them on the barbecue for half an hour because it was all smoky. It was just like billowing all around our apartments. And I was just like, oh no, I felt so bad. I don't know if we have like, I don't know what the deal is with our new place. So our new place, they're low density. So they're about 3 stories and there's only like 6 apartments per
building,
which is great. But
that's
I don't
great.
Know if we have one person, like, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's nerve-wracking moving into
at least,
it.
God,
that is so nerve-wracking. Like, moving into a place that you, like, are moving into, you bought it.
Yeah.
What if you've just got a bad neighbor with, like, one wall that you share?
I know.
At the end of the day, you own there.
Double brick, at least, so.
The best thing about owning there means that you get a say. You get to vote. You're on the bloody strata or whatever. So, you know, I think they really go after the people who rent. And, you know, because, like, how come I get a letter about my washing on the line that's out there for like a few hours, but the person above me who throws their dirty mop water off the balcony onto my balcony, they don't get no letter.
That's fucked. Anyway, wish me luck, guys. You've just given me the absolute heebie-jeebies.
So moving sucks. Living places sucks. It, pretty much anything other than being a building manager sucks.
Move to the country.
So the moral of the story is become a building manager.
Or just move to the country and don't have neighbours. Although then you get
live in a tent.
Then you get those weird country managers, country neighbours who like cut down your fence and steal your sheep or something.
Live in a tent.
All right, let's get to a question.
Let's get to a question.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, guys. I have a question/comment from Ronnie. And I was excited to read this because we've asked quite a few times if anyone who listened to us, found us post-leaving Redacted. Ronnie writes, "Hi, Sasha, Jackson, Franco. I only found you guys last year when I was looking for a good casual Aussie podcast to listen to on my drives to and from work. I'm from Sydney."
And that's what we are.
"I was so happy to find that you guys had 3 years worth of episodes, but I've now caught up." Ronnie's dedicated. So
you
thank
dedicated,
you, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
I love all of our listeners, but there's something about...
Ronnie, where...
We do have, I was checking the other day, we do have like a 4.9 star rating on like Apple Podcasts,
we're
for
damn
example.
Good.
Yeah.
No, it's because our Ronnies are amazing and did what we asked when we started and gave
and
us lots
we're
of
damn good
reviews.
Come on.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just checking now. Yeah, 4.9 out of 128 ratings. So to me, if I was looking for a podcast, I'd be like, okay, like there's plenty of people who have listened to this and it gets really good reviews. I'll give it a go. So Ronnie, thank you for taking a punt on us. We appreciate it.
And for listening to our whole back catalogue.
I know.
That is dedication.
So Ronnie has two follow-up
questions.
That'd be
weird to listen back to what this sounded like 3 years ago. We should do an episode where we listen back to old episodes.
Oh, like the Remembering Project.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
We can call it the Remembering Project.
Just quickly, I'd be interested to how they hold up, how those old episodes like hold up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ronnie, come back with your feedback. Tell us if we sound the same. You've recently just pushed through the whole catalog.
Have we gotten better or worse?
I'd say we're about the same. Okay, Ronnie has two follow-up questions. The first one, which is kind of more of an admin question, but we take that. They said, "Can I please request some video podcasts?" Which is kind of what we were talking about at the start of the episode with Jack saying YouTube. Okay. "Would love to be able to not only hear you, but also see you. Not asking for an extra episode, though. That would be awesome. But maybe tuning in once a week into a video would be great."
Oh, hey, Patreon, guys, video episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just we could probably
that
do
out there.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
You've gone to all that effort to make that room soundproof for no other reason than this, so come on. I mean,
exactly.
Don't you want to make money from it?
I think the panels look cool, and I learned how to build. So there's that. Look at all these panels. Look, wow. I mounted one on the ceiling.
Franco,
on the ceiling. Yeah.
I don't want to get too distracted off the question, but it looks like, remember that when where we all three of us used to work, there was a tiny little
I already
studio
know what you're talking
that everyone,
about.
Everyone used to, like, when there was no other studios available, everyone would be forced to go in there. And it was a tiny little...
Studio 7, right? The dungeon.
Yeah, little dungeon studio. And it was like, God, I hate this studio. Yeah. And that's what you've built right
Someone
there.
Had literally just gone in and glued, like, foam pads all to the wall.
Excuse me, I made a very big effort. See these plants behind me? I put effort into... No, they're real plants, actually.
They're real plants. It's a hydroponic
setup. I put a lot of effort into making this not look like a dungeon.
You have a dungeon with a hydroponic setup. I mean, what more can we say?
I failed. Oh, my God.
All right, Ronnie. Well, stay tuned. Let's see if we can get that off the ground for you. The second one, which also kind of goes to what we've been talking about today already, maybe a faux pas, but any recommendations for, quote, uneducational podcasts or TV shows? I think Ronnie means, like, fun, silly podcasts.
Uneducational. Okay.
That the opposite don't of self-help. Teach you anything like this podcast. Honestly, I say this... a lot, but I am not a big podcast listener. I actually don't really listen to podcasts. I will get a quick plug in for The Briefing if you need a daily news podcast.
That is actually educational, though.
That is,
so.
I know.
Exact that's not what Ronnie
opposite
wants.
Opposite of uneducational.
I know, but still, just in case you wanted to, if you're like, oh, actually, I also need a news podcast, go listen to The Briefing.
It sounds like what you're saying is that we are the best at what we do and that there are no others that even come close.
Okay, all right. This one is not in direct competition to us. I'm not going to recommend any Australian podcasts because I don't know any. My husband's favorite podcast is No Such Thing as a Fish, which is basically they just talk about like really silly facts and it's very popular.
Very popular, top of the comedy charts podcast.
Isn't there like something like Stuff They Don't Want You to Know that's kind of like that too?
Stuff You Should Know?
I listen to Stuff You Should Know.
Is that what it's called?
But I thought it was Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. I don't know.
There is one that's like maybe. Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. Yeah, I actually can't recommend a fun, silly podcast because I don't actually listen to them.
Franco's our podcast listener on the team, but he listens to weird podcasts, so I don't know.
No, I've been really getting into the whole uneducational movement at the moment. I found out that the dumber I am, the happier I am.
It's so true.
It's so true, and I hate to say it, but I have been listening to The Briefing a bit less because sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like,
I don't want to be educated today.
I don't
today.
Care what the news is. I'd rather be happy today.
I'm offended.
So sorry. It's not you. It's just the concept of news.
I'm offended. We're trying really hard to grow our listeners at the moment. You're not helping. You're helping us go backwards. Thank you.
Have you considered doing comedy instead of news?
I always pitch the pop culture fun, like TikTok trend stories. And Tom Tilly used to host The Briefing and he's a very smart operator. And I know that one of the producers who used to work with Tom Tilly kind of looks down on me because all I want to do is pop culture. Not all I want to do, but a lot of what I want to do is pop culture,
look,
silly
it is
stuff.
Very interesting and I completely agree with you. Those are the stories I listen to.
I know, they're just the ones that I think I'm the same. I think it's because despite me being a journalist, I also don't want to know what's going on in the world because it makes me depressed.
Who does? It's depressing.
Let's make this our full-time jobs.
In terms of podcasts, I mean, I don't listen to many Australian podcasts. I listen to Tony and Ryan. You've probably seen that on the comedy charts. That's a good one. I listen to Smartless and Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. These are both just great for a laugh. I'm just going through my podcast app now.
Oh, God.
Dear Hank and John is great. It's a little bit educational, but it's mostly just dicking around and funny.
I think we need to stop talking about this because I feel like I'm listening to the radio and listening
to
it. Listen to iHeart Podcasts. We've got everything that you could need.
We can all get around TV shows. What's everyone been streaming lately? Okay, I'm going to first go. This is nothing new, although there is a new season currently rolling out. So you know how Shane and I used to be obsessed with Survivor?
Yeah.
We used to rewatch Survivor all the time.
Yeah.
Are you watching Alone?
No, but I do want to watch Alone. I haven't watched it yet. This is nothing like Survivor. We are currently in our Taskmaster era. So we are.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that this is good.
It
is.
I
don't know about that.
And I said this to Shane. Shut the fuck up, Jax. You haven't watched the British version, the original.
Okay.
The original, the British version. So I said to Shane the other day, I'm like, I can't think of a show that I have watched and wanted to rewatch and have rewatched and then wanted to rewatch again that makes me laugh and like smile. Shane and I sit there with a smile on my face for the whole episode. Like, it's one of those shows where you're like, oh, I haven't stopped smiling. Like, what am I doing? It's so silly. It's lighthearted. It is not, it never takes itself seriously. It is, and it has a few like really nice little feel good moments thrown in there. It is just such an excellent switch your brain off, enjoy, laugh at something show. I highly recommend it.
British comedy is good for that. Like, there's also like Would I Lie to You and things like 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, things like that. They're quite fun.
A lot of the people who go on those shows go on Taskmaster.
Okay.
Basically, to explain the premise, is like five comedians slash like sort of high profile British people get tasked with all these random silly tasks and they get scored points for it. It sounds like you're like, okay, it's just great. It's on Binge in Australia, Ronnie. I know you're in Sydney. So yes, it's on Binge if you can get around that. There is an Australian season, which we didn't really gel with that well. The New Zealand season, the second one is excellent. So that is my highly rated,
nice,
uneducational TV show.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
You two don't have any suggestions?
I haven't really.
I have a suggestion, but I'm kind of embarrassed.
I watched The Simpsons. That's my kind of just like, you know, whatever.
I love that.
I've, like I said, I've been actively trying to dumb myself down lately. And
oh God, wait, can we guess? Will we know it?
You definitely will know it, and you will absolutely never guess it.
Okay.
Well, can I just say, because I'm really excited and I'm embarrassed that I'm excited about this, is I'm really excited for the new season of Selling Sunset and I'm really embarrassed about
that.
But that is such
that.
A good show.
Absolutely not worth being embarrassed over. That's good.
The drama annoyed me. I wanted to see the houses.
Oh, yeah, but that's the thing. What happens is you see a bit of house, you see a bit of drama, and just as the drama's getting too much, it goes back to the house and you're like, yep, it just pulls you in. Nah. It's like
that
the hills.
Good, actually.
Really
awesome. I want to check that out.
I really liked the first two seasons, but then I couldn't finish the third. I was like, oh, there's too many new people. I don't care about them.
Selling the OC is crap, but Selling Sunset, boom, so good. Anyway, Franco,
come on.
So there was a program that I used to watch pretty much when I was a kid, you know, early to mid-teens. And I've kind of gone back to it lately, and I've realized that a lot of people have been going back to it lately, and I'm very ashamed to admit it, but I know that it's very popular, and I watch it and I put it on and my brain just shuts off. It's great. I've been getting back into the WWE.
Oh my God.
I've been watching.
You can't see me.
It's so stupid. Oh, everyone knows it's fake. Obviously, it's fake, but it's.
That's beautiful, Franco.
I love
it's
that.
It's just like. It's just been so good to just put something on and just turn your brain off.
I still remember the kid that I grew up around who was the obsessed wrestling kid and how weird we thought he was. His name was Toby. I will never forget Toby. And he was into WWE, and it was...
Oh, I was the weird obsessed wrestling kid. Yeah, I went to it when it came to Australia when I was like 10 years old or something.
I know John Cena, and I know The Rock used to wrestle. That's about it.
Well, the thing that I've been... And I'm not going to get into it too much. I'm not going to convince you guys to watch wrestling, but the whole thing that's happening at the moment and that just finished happening is The Rock came back and he was like part of...
Stop it.
He was part of the whole lead up to WrestleMania and that's just happened.
I would watch a Rock versus John Cena like matchup. I'd watch that. I'd be into that.
Yeah, well, that kind of spoiler very briefly happened the other day.
Oh.
Whoa. So are you watching new WWE or old?
I've been flicking between both because on Binge you can watch like
yes, I've seen
all
it on
of
Binge.
It from like the 90s or to now.
Also, go and watch Louis Theroux's documentary about wrestling from Weird Weekends. That is also excellent.
So I don't know if I actually recommend that, Ronnie, but if you want to turn your brain off, it's a method.
I mean, you know what you could do is you could watch old Judge Judy's and old like Jerry Springer's and stuff like that. Oh, that could be fun.
Oh, Jerry Springer would be, that'd take your brain cells away.
Yeah. There you go. There's some mind-numbing, uneducational television for you to watch.
Thanks, Ronnie, for your question. And we're glad to be your favourite uneducational podcast. So thanks for listening.
Thank you. I forgot to mention, Ronnie had a footnote to their question. They wrote, P.S., can Franco please, please finally add a tiny face or avatar on the podcast hero image?
Oh.
You are an important part too.
Thank you, Ronnie. Far, but the thing is that when we took these photos and we did like the photo shoot for the cover art, like, I don't, you guys remember, I brought like a lot of gear down and we set it all up
properly.
And it was like a big kind of production thing. To take a photo of me that matches, I need to do all of that effort.
You have a studio right there.
I know.
I don't care if it looks kind of silly.
I'm happy for you
to take like a semi-decent professional shot. I want you to put yourself upside down above
Jax
and I.
To do that and to make it look good, I need to be hanging upside down when I take the photo.
I've got an idea. Oh, no, you're in Wollongong. I'm coming to Sydney in a couple of days. Maybe we can take some more photos.
Oh, should we do an update?
Idea.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah guys.
Sorry, what?
Exciting news. The next time we record, we're...
Oh, well, yeah, okay, no, go ahead and then I'll interject with the maybes.
No, we are... The next time we record, it could be an absolute shit show, but we are going to be in the flesh in the same place.
In the same place.
We could... potentially be sitting at a cafe with lots of road noise around us. It might be a 5-minute podcast, but the next thing we record is going to be us together for the first time
I wasn't sure if we were set on the fact that we're definitely going
to
record.
Yeah,
because we're recording something.
We currently have no plan about where to record, how to record, what microphones, what
Doesn't
locations,
matter.
None
we'll figure
of
it out. But there will be something and we'll be in the same area, same space, same... I don't know if it's going to be even a room, but it will be...
Might be in the open air. We might be sitting outside in a park.
We've discussed and compared many different food courts at this point. So,
will be the first time that we have seen each other in the flesh, all three of us at the same time, since before this show started.
I think the day that we took the photos. Which was a very long time ago.
Yep. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be great. And we're going to eat some food, which I'm also excited about. So stay tuned for that. And sorry if it's a 5-minute podcast because we're sitting in a windy fucking outdoor space somewhere
in
Sydney.
We'll do our best.
But thank you for listening.
I'll print out a question. I'll, you know, pull it out or something.
No, just do it on your phone. It's the beauty of technology.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, we'll be back then, and thank you for listening, and we can't wait to talk to you again in a few days.
And don't forget, send your questions through at canwehelpyoupodcast on your socials or canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
All right.
And we can answer them live.
Live.
In the flesh. Well, not live to us.
Live to us.
It's live now. We are live now. We are all talking to each other at the same time.
Yeah, but it's more live when we're in person.
Sure.
It's live for
There's
us
no
at
delay.
The time that we do it.
We don't have to wait for someone's like delay to fix, which we do
every
record
time.
Yep, at least constantly. Three times. So yeah, that's exciting.
maybe we'll find out that Jax actually just does delay.
I just leave on the delay. Well. Yeah.
All right. Have a good one. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.